Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Joe Hetrick and Stantz over with the Frontier Extension Services. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's feeling like it's coming up on springtime. I know the pesky groundhog said we've got a couple more weeks, but it's starting to feel a little bit nicer.
It has felt nice these last few days. It's nice to kind of melt some of that snow off, I feel like. So.
That's for sure. Well, you're going to talk to us about the ambassador training, and I'll let you get right into it.
Okay. The Osage County and Douglas County 4-H'ers ambassadors held their second annual ambassador training this past Sunday. 16 team leaders from the two counties came together to build skills to help them make a more effective team leader team. We started the day with some icebreakers, one of which included them having to complete different tasks that the others didn't know they had to do, such as singing the national anthem, making a pile of shoes, and getting everyone to sit down for a long period of time. They came up with what they believe the expectations of a 4-H ambassador is, how to create a welcoming environment, ages and stages to know what is appropriate for different age groups, how to plan and teach activities, writing an elevator speech, and the importance of having icebreakers and games ready to go. They were introduced to the Thrive model that we use in 4-H youth development to make sure we are creating programs that meet youth where they are and help guide them through their 4-H career in a developmentally appropriate way. There was also time for county spotlights where each county presented the activities that they do. This was a wonderful networking opportunity for these youth, and they walked away feeling refreshed and ready to go and work in their communities. I also wanted to put in a plug for our club days in the Frontier District. Registration is open for that now. Our district club days will be held on Saturday, February 28th at West Franklin High School. This is a chance for the youth in our communities to come out and show us their best, whether it's singing, dancing, speaking, reading, or even doing group dances and putting on mock meetings. We have something for all of our 4-H'ers. Please see the newsletter or call one of our three offices for more information.
Sounds like such a fun time. Make sure you guys get out there and get it going. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine, Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agents, Kathy Gal.